Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
/7:44, 16 till 8, one of my favorite weeks of the year because it's a shorter week, a lot of football, a lot of family, a lot of food, a lot of fun. A lot of Mark Rosa, who joins us now to talk about Monday Morning Markets with Mark. Mark, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. How you doing, Mark?
Hey, Tommy. Good morning. How are you?
I'm okay. Tell me about Wall Street. Do they meet on Friday? Yes, right?
Yes. Okay. I think they meet on Friday. I'm sure that Thursday, obviously, is just an abbreviated week. And Tommy, I tell you what, you and I have talked about this before. Sometimes, like this coming week, it's just chock full of economic news, and last week was the opposite. They had very little coming out, but they had some companies that were reporting earnings, and that buoyed the market averages, the Dow and the S&P. Dow looks like a record at 44,620, and it's all this kind of momentum has continued since the election. It's been called the Trump trade. And if we have prospects of lower inflation through more energy production and lower regulations, what more could a person want to have their 401k balances go up? And I think that's what's happening to a great extent here. And remember that the stock prices are largely dependent on corporate earnings and interest rates. And we've got one of them. The corporate earnings is down. Interest rates I'll talk about in a second. But it's at least we're on the downslope of the interest rates. There's not a lot of worry about interest rates going up. So I think the combination of all of them has really been a really been good news for the market. They like what they see, and it's ticked up, just gradually, and it's produced numbers where we are, over 44,000, close to 45.
So
this week, go ahead.
No, I want to hear.
I was going into this week.
Okay, please.
All right. So this week we have the first revision of third quarter GDP. And for everybody's knowledge, the third quarter ends on September 30th. Then they start putting everything together, the Commerce Department. And then it comes up on October 30th when the GDP is released. Then the next 2 months within that quarter, they have revisions that come out. By the time you finish that, you're into the next quarter and you start to party all over again. But it looks like it's going to be consistent. They originally said third quarter GDP was 2.8. First revision is due out this week. They are expecting it to have to be unchanged at 2.8. And Tom, it's really something because I've watched a lot of analysts' comments over the weekend about Europe, and Europe is having a horrible time. Their economies are just having a terrible time, still coming out of COVID. And they're not resilient. There's nothing that has the financial resilience of the United States. Ours, some people don't know this, but ours is the largest economy in the world. And for it to grow at almost 3% after COVID, that's really a testament to our resilience and how we operate under a capitalistic system. Most of Europe is under socialist systems, and it just curtails the growth in their economies. I mean, they just can't get out of their own way. So this week also is personal income and personal spending. Last month, both of them were up. This month, both of them are expected to be up. And for the past several months, it looks like they run in tandem. I mean, if personal income is going up, people's they go out and spend much of that money that their income has increased. And then, of course, we have the Fed's preferred inflation gauge. Now, with this, I'll segue into what they're doing. Is the personal consumption expenditure for October. That's what the Fed prefers. We have CPI and PPI, Consumer Price Index, Producer Prices. But the Fed likes their own, and they use the CPI to look at their numbers and then produce their own numbers. So for October, it's coming in at 0.2%, or expected to. Last month was the same at 0.2%, and the year-over-year has ticked up a little bit, because if we have a bunch of 0.2s in a row, we have to annualize that. That's 2.4% increase inflation for a year. Last month, the year-over-year was at 2.1, and now it's at 2.3. Nothing consequential, but the Fed is going to be looking at that very carefully, because they would prefer it closer to 2 than moving away from 2. So the Fed meets in 22 days. Tommy, it was an overwhelming initial numbers. What Wall Street was betting on, where the interest rates were going to go, it was like 80% chance that they were going to cut rates for the third meeting in a row this fall. And now it's 50-50 split. So it's like Wall Street is teetering to say, well, maybe the Fed may not cut rates, given the strength of the economy, numbers that we just went over, some outlook on inflation, where's personal spending going, those types of numbers. And it's like they might sit on their hands. So that'll be an interesting meeting in 22 days. And then in January through March, there were more cuts expected. This was just in the summer, in July, when we were talking about their first rate cut in so many years that came in August. 44%, there is no cut in the spring. And then you've got a growing number. It's a small number, but a growing number of analysts that are apparently anticipating, or maybe they're just hedging, they're anticipating a rate increase in the first few months. And this might be 10, 12, 13% of the people reporting on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange board, but that would be interesting. That wouldn't be good news, but it would be in response to a rapidly growing economy.
So let me take a break. When we come back, we'll pick it up. When those earnings reports come in, those are report cards, but that's from before the election, right?
Both before and after. We've had some earnings like last week.
But this is the third quarter, right? Is that what we're saying?
Oh, third quarter GDP now.
GDP. So
that's
when do earning reports come in?
Earnings reports are throughout the quarter. They're sprinkled throughout. And for instance, this last week we had NVIDIA, the AI chip company. They came out with earnings just last week. So you have company earnings reports that are coming out throughout the quarter.
Let me take a break. I'm trying to figure out how that factors into what the Fed decides they're going to do, because then we're back to what's good is bad and what's bad is good. And for people that are waiting to buy a home or wanting to buy a home, what does that mean? All right?
Yep,
good.
Sure.
Good. We'll talk about that when we come back. 7:52, 8 till 8, Tommy Tucker. Taking a look at the week ahead on Wall Street, Monday morning markets with Mark, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. I'm trying to understand all of this, and I know you are too. He'll explain when we get back. Traffic now, WWL. 7:57, 3 till 8. Quickly back to Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. Mark, I'm trying to figure out how you balance successive economy, quarterly earnings, with the Fed meeting in 22 days and interest rates and stock market and people who want to buy a home and waiting for interest rates to go back to 3-4%. You got 3 minutes. Explain it all, please.
Tommy, what I didn't say in response, well, thank you, didn't say in response to what the Fed is anticipated doing, that mortgage rates have inched up towards 7%.
Uh-huh.
Now, just in August, they started with a 5.
Right.
Because the rate march was in, the Fed was going to start lowering rates. That was going to carry into 2025, and when the economy is performing better than average, their job is to keep the economy between the ditches. We don't want to grow too fast, and we certainly don't want a recession. So that's one of the many tools that we've gone over in the past couple of years, because they've been so active. We've been saying, well, if interest rates are going down or they're ratcheting them down, there's a reason for that, that the economy needs a boost. If the economy doesn't need a boost, and we'll tell by many of the numbers that are coming out this week and the next couple of weeks, if they don't need a boost, what if they sit on their hands? So all of the reductions at financial institutions, Jefferson Financial was one of them, we started lowering rates in anticipation. If that's kind of being erased, then rates are going to rise a bit just to catch up with where they are. And for those, I mean, you and I were saying it back in July, August, for those that, oh, I'm going to wait till they have 2% again, I don't know if you're going to live that long. So regardless who we're talking about. So the people that jumped on it, I know a couple of people at Odyssey that jumped on the 5% bandwagon, and now I don't know if you could find that. Bankrate was a good source. I know we have a rep coming on to the program about Bankrate periodically. Mm-hmm. If anybody wants to go to Bankrate.com, you'll see nationwide rates, and you could at least tell if there's anybody offering some in the fives, if there's anybody offering some in the sixes, including the local firms, the people that you may have your mortgage with currently. You can call them and see where their rates are. But if the Fed misses the December meeting, I think that's going to be a clear signal that rates are going to come back up. You know, then all the bets are off. But the market wants another rate cut before the end of the year. So we'll see what happens.
Hi, Mark. Be interesting to watch. Thank you, sir. Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. Go to jeffersonfinancial.org. You'll find some useful calculators there. We'll come back, talk to Jeremy Alford about the special session.